Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, I'll be talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles about their latest release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, an experimental psychedelic pop rock band out of the Twin Cities. We'll also hear some Paul Westerberg, Prudence Johnson, and Leo Kottke. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there is a band you would like to hear on Center Stage Minnesota, please let us know. Email comments@kaxe.org. If you go to kaxe.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota, there's links to all the music you hear, plus blogs and links to my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter accounts. With the Replacements, Paul Westerberg is one of the most influential performers out of Minnesota. From his 1993 solo release, 14 Songs, here's Paul Westerberg with Knockin' on Mine on Center Stage Minnesota. All right.
Knocking on mine. Knocking on mine. Quit knocking on mine. used to say I could walk all night, and we could and we did. Down a gravel road to that kind of town, and the door was open. Now we say I could walk all night, it's not true. We can't walk all night, no, 'cause we don't want to. We want a bed and a blanket, something like breakfast sometime tomorrow. We want a bed and a blanket, something like breakfast sometime tomorrow. And I sing it now, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
who'da thunk it? Hey, hey,
hey, hey,
who'da thunk it? Eat a horse, and we could, and we did. At fast food joints in the middle of someplace, on the way to someplace else. Now we say I could eat a horse, but it's not true. We can't eat a horse, no, 'cause we don't want to. We want something from the cookbook, that new one with the great graphics. Something from the cookbook, that new one with the great graphics. And we sing it all, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
who'da thunk it? Ah, oh, hey, hey,
hey, hey, who'da thunk it?
We used to say, I don't care if I never have any money, as long as I have my sweet honey and a shack in the woodlands. Now we say I don't care about money, it's not true. We can't live without money, no, 'cause we don't want to. We want one of those and two of those and oh, oh, I could die for that. Would you put it on my MasterCard? Do you take Visa? We sing it all, hey,
hey, hey, who'da thunk it?
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, who'da thunk it?
That was Prudence Johnson from Songs of Greg Brown, Who Woulda Thunk It? Before that, the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank from Holyoke, the title track to their 2009 release Traveling Show. And we heard Paul Westerberg with Knockin' on Mine from his album 14 Songs, released back in 1993. It's Paul Westerberg of The Replacements. Still to come, Leo Kottke and Nikki and the Roommates. Up next, I'll be talking with Jason Edmonds. I really enjoyed the Magic Castle's debut CD from 2007 called The Lore of Mysticore, and things have only gotten better with their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. And from that album, this is Country Store on Center Stage in Minnesota. Magic Castles are a psychedelic pop band out of Minneapolis. Their 2007 debut release, The Lore of Mysticore, was a self-produced and released dirge into psychedelic rock, floating out at the limits of musical space. And I'm glad to say nothing has been lost with their sophomore release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. Jason Edmonds is here to talk about it. He's singer and songwriter with the Magic Castles. Welcome back to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me.
You play guitar too, right?
That's right, yeah.
I know that you're originally from Bemidji. Are there some other northern Minnesota connections in the Magic Castles?
There are. Paul Fugelsted is also from Bemidji. He plays bass. And Noah Skogerbo, some good Scandinavian names here. He's also from Bemidji. And he plays keyboards and sings backup vocals.
The new CD seems to be a little more focused than last time around, but just in general, tell me about Dreams of Dreams of Dreams.
Well, it was a pretty exciting record to make. The biggest difference between the two, we lost our original drummer in between when the Lore of Mysticore was recorded and when it was released. So Matt Van Gendren is the new drummer, and he brings his whole timekeeping abilities with it. The whole thing tightened up quite a bit. I noticed that the most when I listened to it. Otherwise, the other big difference between the two is this one was recorded by Tom Herbers. He does Low and Andrew Bird records. He recorded on 2-inch tape, which makes a big difference to go all analog with the recording.
The next song we're going to hear from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams is Letterbox. And tell me about this tune.
Well, this is another love song with Country Store. We have some infidelity going on, and this is a song. It's written by Jeremiah Doreen, who's the second guitar player. He's an incredible songwriter and really starting to come into his own thing here. And so this is hopefully an upcoming Magic Castles records. His songwriting is more present, but we're starting to build a nice collaboration here. And so Letterbox is sort of a love song from Jeremiah Doreen.
I'm talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles, and from their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, this is Letterbox.
Thank you.
That was Letterbox from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, the brand new sophomore release from the Magic Castles. I'm talking with Jason Edmonds. The band has a very unique style and sound, which is even more defined with this new CD. What draws you to psychedelic music?
Well, I kind of grew up listening to it, and I don't know what it is that draws me to it. Maybe it's that I'm just unable to do anything different. You know, it's always been very comfortable. When I was in seventh grade, I got obsessed with Pink Floyd and listened to their earliest records with Syd Barrett all the time. You know, going through my dad's records as a kid, you know, it was always the psychedelic ones from, like, Rolling Stones, their Satanic Majesty's Request, like with the hologram album cover and bright colors and stuff. Always, you know, where, of course, as a kid, those are the ones that you pull out and listen to. And somehow all of that has just stuck with me. And, you know, I've just always been kind of like a record collector and, like, trying to find lost psychedelic gems and listening to a lot of old music, but also being influenced by a lot of new music.
The sound of the album, it fluctuates up and down a lot. There's a real good variety to the music. The next song we're going to hear is Paint Your Face, which is kind of one of the more upbeat ones.
Yeah.
And what would you say about this song?
Well, this may be my, like, only social commentary song. It's kind of about the disgusting nightlife in Minneapolis. If you go downtown and late at night, and there's just people, like, you know, it's supposed to sound kind of herky-jerky, like a puppet, you know, gone crazy. So that's kind of what the idea is there. It's also kind of about what people are willing to sacrifice for just like one night of memories.
I'm talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles, and from their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, this is Paint Your Face on Center Stage Minnesota.
She heads downtown, going out on town tonight. And she won't stop until she feels alright. And she dances her whole night away. In the morning you might hear her say, wait all day till the sun goes down. Paint my face and head downtown. Going out on town tonight. And she won't stop until she feels alright.
That was Paint Your Face from the Magic Castle's brand new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. I'm talking with Jason Edmonds. He's from Bemidji. The band is out of Minneapolis, and this is their sophomore release. So why do you create music?
Because I can't help it. It's kind of like those old movies or something where the guy's got a filling in his tooth and it's transmitting radio and he can't get the song out of his head. That's the sort of thing. The other thing is that, number one, I've always been just a big fan of music and music in general and a lot of various kinds of music. And, you know, and I've taken so much from the artist community in Minneapolis and St. Paul and elsewhere. And I've just, all my life, I've been, feel like I'm just being surrounded by such awesome artists. And I just had a real desire a few years ago to give back into that pool of art in a meaningful way. And it's a real blessing to be able to do it with Magic Castles.
So where does inspiration strike you from? Where does the song idea come from?
Well, a lot of the inspiration comes from my kids. I have three kids now, and I need that real stable home life. You know, I'm kind of a homebody, and I sit around and play guitar a lot. But other things are like more just, it depends, you know, whether it's another band or a topic or Tolkien books or something. But a lot of the inspiration is just like ideas, like dreams and memories, and all of your dreams that you remember are just memories, and all of the memories you have are just dreams. And so this record kind of has that theme, like almost every song is about either a memory or a dream of something.
Is there a memory or a dream or any kind of story to the song Mountains of Snow?
Well, Mountains of Snow is kind of, you know, obviously growing up in Minnesota, but it's kind of symbolism for the pain of life and like in the battle against, you know, are you going to get buried under the snow or are you going to dig your way out? Or is it Fountains of Sun or is it Mountains of Snow? And it goes back and forth. It's always one or the other. It's kind of like with the seasons, you can draw a lot from that and like add it. You can make all of your analogies or from that.
From the Magic Castle's sophomore release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. This is Mountains of Snow on Center Stage, Minnesota.
You and I, oh, 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 oh
That was Mountains of Snow from the Magic Castle's new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. I am talking with Jason Edmonds. He writes, sings, and plays guitar with the Magic Castles. You've got some handcrafted artwork again. Tell me about this album cover.
Man, well, I have some good friends down here who are amazing artists. Jeff Siemens is the screen printer who printed it. She did an amazing job. She's a poster maker, and she's also the bass player in the local band Best Friends Forever. Quite the talented person. Other friends of ours, Crystal Quinn and Aaron Anderson, they drew the art. Not Aaron Anderson from Bemidji, but Aaron Anderson from Minneapolis. He did the art. You know, I just am so pleased with how it went, how it turned out. It's just a situation of being good friends with these people and loving everything that they do. They really have, like, the Midas touch. And I just said, you know, will you do the art again for this album? They did the art for Laura Miscore, too. And I didn't tell them what to do. I didn't look at it. I didn't see it until it was done. And when they brought it over, I was very happy. So that's really cool to kind of have that community and to be able to get a lot of people involved, you know, getting Tom Herbers involved and giving him work and then giving these artists an opportunity to do some really cool printing and stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
I am talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles about their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this record?
You can get it in record stores in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or you can also find it on iTunes and Amazon.com and those things if you're more internet savvy.
If you get it through Amazon, are you still getting an actual hard copy or is it a digital download?
No, it's just digital download. You don't get the sweet handmade art. Could I also say hi to my daughter, Maya, and to my son, Jonah, who are up in Turtle River right now?
Yeah. I think my favorite, it's always risky picking a favorite song. I think my favorite song off this new CD is Silver Moonlight, Golden Thread. And I'd like to hear what you have to say about this song.
Yeah, this is another song about dreams, and it's about kids. It's about my kids or my own childhood or just childhood in general of how, you know, you have a dream of something and it gets ruined as you get older. Then for some reason you have this, like, you're afraid to dream unimportant things and think about things that are unimportant, or it seems like there's that pressure on you to leave all that behind. And that's a song that's about being true to yourself and being yourself and not feeling pressure to change.
I am talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles about their sophomore release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. And Jason, thank you very much for joining me on Center Stage Minnesota again.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. It's been fun.
And from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, this is Silver Moonlight, Golden Thread on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.
from the Magic Castle's Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. That was Silver Moonlight Golden Thread from their limited edition self-produced CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. And thank you very much again to Jason Edmonds for joining me again on Center Stage Minnesota. You can hear this conversation and all our interviews archived at KAXE.org. Click on Center Stage Minnesota. Still to come, Leo Kottke and Nikki and the Roommates. And Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. From Bemidji, here's Shannon Murray with Maybe It's Just Fate from her 2003 release, You and a Six String, on Center Stage Minnesota.
I don't wanna close my eyes, no, no, I can't sleep. I don't wanna close my eyes without you here next to me. Cause there's a secret I've been keeping beneath these pillows, so we don't do much sleeping. And it's steeped in bitterness, it's wrapped in lies. Cause truth will wear the lies disguised. And every time I said I love you, what I meant was I need you. Cause this loneliness is something that will really deceive you. And every time I said I need you, what I meant was don't go. I just don't wanna do this alone. All good stories end with him and her in love again, but you won't wait and I'll be late. You won't wait and I'll be late. And maybe it's just fate. I could not have known how this story'd go. And when I took that walk across the lake of drifting snow, there'd be a secret I'd be keeping beneath these pillows, where we don't do much sleeping. And it's steeped in bitterness, it's wrapped in lies. Cause truth will wear the lies disguised. And every time I said I love you, what I meant was I need you. Cause this loneliness is something that will really deceive you. And every time I said I need you, what I meant was don't go. I just don't wanna do this alone. All good stories end with him and her at war again, but you won't wait and I'll be late. Yeah, you won't wait and I'll be late. Yeah, maybe it's just fate. I don't wanna close my eyes, no, no, I can't sleep. I don't wanna close my eyes without you here next to me. Cause there's a secret I've been keeping beneath these pillows, or we don't do much sleeping. And it's steeped in bitterness, it's wrapped in lies. Cause truth will wear the lies disguised. And every time I said I love you, what I meant was I need you. Cause this loneliness is something that will really deceive you. And every time I said I need you, what I meant was don't go. I just don't wanna do this alone. All good stories end with him and her in love again, but you won't wait and I'll be late. You won't wait and I'll be late. And maybe it's just fate. Thank you.
That's Nikki and the Roommates from their album We All Live Together, Burning Up, Nikki and the Roommates. Before that, Leo Kottke, virtuoso guitarist from Minnesota. Morning is the Long Way Home from his 99 CD, One Guitar, No Vocals, Leo Kottke. And started off with Shannon Murray from Bemidji, Maybe It's Just Fate from You and a Six String. This is our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Center Stage Minnesota is a local production of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. I'm Doug McRosty, and as always, rock on.